The National Health Commission says China will strengthen the coordination between the novel coronavirus control and regular clinic operations as response measures to the outbreak have delivered positive results. Commission spokesperson Mi Feng says the number of daily new infections outside the outbreak epicenter of Hubei province stayed around 10 for the past 5 days. The number of daily new suspected cases have remained under 100 over the past 4 days, and nearly 3,000 recovered patients were discharged from hospitals each day in the past 6 days. He says the positive trend in preventing and controlling the epidemic is expanding nationwide. The official says differentiated prevention and control measures will be adopted based on local virus risks for the next stage of work. The World Health Organization says the world needs to learn from the evidence base that China has built in the fight against the coronavirus. An official with the WHO's Health Emergencies Program says they've been working closely with Chinese scientists and health professionals on the front line of containing the spread of COVID-19 in the country. The WHO says the number of new cases in China has declined, but there were 9 times more cases reported outside of the country. As of Monday, outside of China, over 8,700 cases of COVID-19, including 127 deaths, have been reported to the WHO from 61 countries. South Korea confirmed 851 more cases of the COVID-19 on Tuesday, raising the total number of infections to over 5,100. 5 more deaths were reported, lifting the combined death toll to 31. The total number of infections in Daegu and surrounding North Gyeongsang province accounts for almost 90% of the total. Daegu became the epicenter of the viral spread here as the biggest cluster of infections was found in the metropolis with a population of 2.5 million. The Daegu cluster was closely linked to the church services of a religious sect. Nearly 60% of the total cases were tied to the worship services. Authorities say an increase in the number of COVID-19 cases in Australia does not indicate a more widespread outbreak of the disease. Australia has recorded 38 cases as of Tuesday. However, New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the number is primarily the result of people traveling from overseas and reflects a higher number of cases globally rather than a local spread. He says that while health officials' main aim is to identify and isolate individual cases of the disease, they're also putting plans in place should community transmission become widespread in coming months. China's top economic planner has pledged more efforts to steadily promote railway construction. He says efforts will be made to speed up the construction of major projects, including the Sichuan-Tibet Railway and the high-speed railway along the Yangtze River. The National Development and Reform Commission also calls for strengthening railway construction in central and western regions of the country. China's railway operation mileage reached 139,000 kilometers by the end of last year, with 35,000 kilometers of high-speed railways. The country plans to expand the railway network by more than 4,000 kilometers this year. One of the most active volcanoes in Indonesia, Mount Merapi, erupted earlier Tuesday, spewing a column of thick ash by up to 6 kilometers high. Officials say planes are banned from passing the pathway around the volcano, as a volcano observatory notice for aviation has been put in place with red code, the highest level of alert. Residents are prohibited from having activities in the radius of 3 kilometers from the crater. Mount Merapi, one of Indonesia's 129 active volcanoes, has regularly erupted. A total of 353 people were killed and about 350,000 others were forced to evacuate during its eruption from October to November in 2010. Exit polls show Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party has won the largest number of seats in the parliamentary elections. Polls show that Likud won 37 seats, while the centrist Blue and White Party garnered 33. However, Netanyahu and his coalition together won 60 seats, 1 seat short of forming a majority in Israel's 120-seat parliament. The longest-serving Israeli leader is fighting for re-election while facing corruption charges.